This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice traveled through the Middle East this week, she offered clues to the way the Bush administration is managing a dilemma. The president has been calling for democracy. But if some Arab nations held genuinely free elections, it's believed that Islamist groups would come to power. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The message to embrace free and fair elections is one that's driven home by U.S. diplomats, administration officials, and the president himself at every opportunity. But what's not clearly articulated is what happens if the outcome of the elections produces a government that's not quite what the administration wanted. For example, many analysts say if fair elections were held in many Arab nations today, there's a good chance that Islamist governments would come to power. Countries such as Syria, Morocco, Algeria, Jordan, and Egypt, says Professor Shibli Talhami, the Anwar Sadat Professor of Peace and Development at the University of Maryland and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
The Islamist groups are out there, they're organizing, they're delivering services, they're social institutions, and they provide a real threat to governments right now.
Talhami says the Islamist groups aren't necessarily puritanical or radical. Each country has its own dynamics. But they would likely oppose American foreign policy. Because of that, Talhami says the administration is still uncertain whether it wants Islamists to participate in elections in Arab nations.
And that shows a case is made when there is a secularist, progressive, pro-American politician arrested by a government in the Middle East, but a case is not equally made when there are tens of Islamist political activists who oppose the government arrested.
Adam Arelli, deputy spokesman for the State Department, says that argument that the administration is afraid of an anti-American group coming into power just doesn't work anymore.
That's precisely the kind of fear of free choice that I think has held people back in the past. And what we have come to understand in the last several years is that if we ignore the opportunity for free choice, we will pay a very heavy price regardless.
But during her recent visit to Cairo, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice repeatedly made it clear that the administration does not and will not enter into a dialogue with one particular Islamist group, the Muslim Brotherhood. It's the largest opposition group in Egypt, and experts say it would present the most serious challenge to the government of President Hosni Mubarak if genuinely free elections were held. The Islamist group, which has renounced terrorism, is banned from fielding a candidate in the upcoming presidential election. Rice won't meet with the Muslim Brotherhood, but has met with secular opposition groups in Egypt. This lack of consistency is one of many issues addressed in a recent report that looks at Arab democracy, which was commissioned by the Council on Foreign Relations. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, one of the co-authors, says the administration has to be careful how it deals with groups that are brought to power by popular vote.
I think if we flat out say that we will never have anything to do with an Islamic government, that is the best way of all to make sure that we get the worst kind of Islamic government.
Albright says it's more difficult if the U.S. government deems the Islamist group a terrorist organization. She says it's against the law to have contact with those groups, but
I, as a general proposition, believe that it's important to keep lines open to a variety of groups or even to countries. You can never deliver hard messages if you never have any contact.
But State Department spokesman Arelli says the government absolutely will not deal with terrorist groups such as Hezbollah and Hamas, even though they are involved in the political processes in Lebanon and the Palestinian territories. Arelli says those groups cannot pretend to be political parties and at the same time engage in violence.
And that's the problem with Hamas and Hezbollah. They show the world two faces. One face, which is covered in a keffiyeh with an AK-47 prior to blowing up a bus, and the other face they show on a campaign poster saying, vote for me. Well, that doesn't work. And I think we need to be clear and we need to be outspoken about it.
But David Mack, the vice president of the Middle East Institute and a longtime diplomat in the Mideast, says the administration has to face some tough realities.
I think there's a very good chance that Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Palestinian Authority are going to dominate the political process in the future. We don't deal with them. We don't talk with them. You know, it really surpasses my imagination as to how the United States is going to have a productive relationship with the governments in Beirut and in Ramallah if we're not talking to senior members of those governments.
Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.